Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Think Loud crew. We are three moms getting real with, what do we say?
Lifestyle.
Relationships and the WTF moments of our daily lives.
Woo! Yep, that's us.
This is Shannon.
This is Cheyenne.
And this is our Kyle Lynn.
And I hope you guys have had a really good Thanksgiving.
Yes, I hope y'all were with your family and ate a lot of food. And if you weren't with your family, I pray that you still had a wonderful day.
With people that you cared about and thankful for.
Right, your friends or whoever that is.
Shout out to all the Friendsgivings.
I know, we were supposed to have a Friendsgiving, but it failed.
It didn't happen.
We had a Sunday dinner.
We did have a Sunday dinner.
It was like a family's giving.
It was an informal friend's giving.
Yeah. And it was like potluck style, which was really cool and something that we don't really do around here because
normally it's just us cooking.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun.
I bought
fun.
A $45 pie.
She did.
She really did,
y'all. And she made sure that we all ate that very expensive pie.
I think I fell asleep before. Actually, no, I took Boz to go.
No, you took Boz upstairs.
Yes. Upstairs. Is there still some here?
I took it home.
Shannon.
For sure was like, everyone had a pie. Okay. Peace out.
I'm wrapping this to go.
Taking this home.
I would have had some.
I'm done. That's really funny. I feel like we've had really, really busy busy last like
we
few
always
days.
Say that. Yeah. We're always busy.
We're always busy. We're always tired and we're always still going.
Still going. I feel like our intro today was kind of like us in a nutshell.
But yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Us trying to do perfect intros and it's just not
not perfect.
No,
guys.
No. And there's just too many things going on in our brains where it's like,
yeah.
How can you remember anything nowadays?
Right. What is this podcast about again?
So today we are going to keep going with the season of giving and roll right into Christmas holiday giveaways. And we're going to talk about Rage Regardless Rye, which is a nonprofit that Cheyenne actually started, dedicated to Ryder K, my niece. I'm going to say our niece.
Our niece, yes.
Her daughter.
I was going to say, where am I in this?
You started it. But every year, you know, our family is really into giving back and just showing and expressing our gratitude for life. So with Cheyenne's nonprofit, Cheyenne Ryder's nonprofit, there's usually, or not usually, there are yearly giveaways for major holidays. So recently we posted something on mm-hmm. the Think Loud Crew page in terms of just like helping connect our community with others who may have something in need or have something to give away. And it just really inspired us. So today we are talking about how to continue that season of giving and how to get involved with Rage Regardless Rye if it's something that piques your interest. And just to also kind of share with you a little bit more about Cheyenne and some of her daily life. Like recently I saw some comments where people were like, you've had too many guests. Like we want to know more about y'all.
So, oh my God, my life is a mess.
It's not a mess. It's just a lot of moving pieces, I would say. But today I would love to hear.
I would love to hear too.
You talk about Rage Regardless Rider or Rage Regardless Rye, sorry. Mm-hmm. And just how you started it. What is it?
Why you started it.
And then how can people get involved and continue in the season of giving and then kind of touch on holiday giveaways that you'll be doing for during the Christmas season.
Damn, y'all, I should have wrote notes. I should have had some notes prepared.
I'm here to help.
Okay. Yikes. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, before we get into Rage Regardless Rye, also we call it RR because it's easier, or
R cubed.
I just want to touch on really quickly. Last week we put up a post about, you know, helping others, and comment below something you need. And maybe there's somebody out there that can help you, or maybe we can help you in some form or fashion. And if you guys don't know what post I'm talking about, then go to the Think Loud Crew Instagram page and check out that post, because there's still tons of comments people, that we're getting on the daily, of people either commenting back and offering support or commenting things that they need. And that's as far as I've seen things, as far as job referrals,
yes,
advice, prayer, diapers,
or even looking at IG pages, yeah, and different mm-hmm.
small businesses.
Yeah.
I've seen some people's gas bill being paid.
Yeah,
people it's are sending beautiful. Amazon lists, and then yeah. you've got some like requests that are very specific. Where I'm like, what are these trading cards?
Right, super specific. Or some people just asking for prayer.
Yeah. yeah.
So I just want to say really, really fast, if you were anybody who commented either and the helping someone or someone who was in need of some type of help, I went through and read every single comment, and I appreciate everybody who commented, because it takes a lot to have to admit that you need help.
Yes.
And it also is a big thing for you to offer your assistance in any form or fashion.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to you guys. And if you guys haven't checked out the post, you guys should go check out that post.
And get involved.
And get involved.
I thought
involved.
It was really beautiful reading just what people were writing or needed, or
yeah.
all the help that people were giving out mm-hmm. was really awesome to see. So, yeah, thank you for actually participating in
yeah.
it was exciting
and loving on each other and saying exciting. I got you. Or
and I feel like this is something that we should maybe do monthly or do every 2 months or whatever. You guys can give us feedback on that, but I don't want it to just be a Thanksgiving thing or a holiday thing. I feel like there's always a need for somebody to, you know, I need yeah. prayer all the time,
right.
like, you know, there's always that need all the time. So I want to know, like, if you guys think this is something we should continue to do. And I think it is, because I feel like it got a really good response.
It got a really good response.
So we're starting to build our website out. A lot of y'all have been asking for merch, so it's coming, y'all. But I think just to help continue this conversation, maybe we can have like an online form.
Yeah.
That way it just request, keeps going.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good.
But I just felt like we had to talk about that because I was very proud of you guys.
Yeah.
We have a really strong little community.
A strong crew.
A strong crew.
We have a strong crew. Yeah, we really
I was very proud.
We see y'all.
Yeah. Okay, back to the purpose that we're here. So many of you guys know that I have Ryder. Ryder has what is classified as a rare disease. It is called VLCAD. That is what I call it. It's the letters for like very long chain, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, all these fancy words.
That today.
All these fancy words that I can't say. But it is a metabolic condition, and I guess I'll start from the beginning. I'll try to give y'all the Cliff Notes version of the story.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I had Ryder, and in the hospital, they do what is called a newborn screening, where they prick your child's foot, and then they run it for all types of different diseases, conditions, cancer, all these things that you would find in somebody's genetic makeup or blood. And to be completely transparent, when I got Ryder's done, I didn't even think about it. I didn't really know what it, to be completely transparent, I didn't know what the newborn screening was. And when they said, you know, are you going to put the vitamins in her eye? Are you going to try to breastfeed? You know, they're asking you all these questions and they write all your little, you know, are we going to do the hepatitis B shot? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? And I'm sitting there like, okay.
You're like, does my child need it?
Literally, yes. I kept on saying, is it mandatory? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Like, you know, I was so tired. I had no energy. And I just didn't know. I didn't know. And when they did it, I didn't think twice. Nothing in me was like, oh my God, she's getting a newborn screening. What's going to come back? It was just like, all right, it was just another thing.
Right.
Like,
another pricking.
It was just another
child.
Prick. I'm not thinking anything, nothing. And I want you to understand where my mindset was not there. So we did the test and no one said anything after that. So I was like, all right, shit, let's pack it up.
Wait, now that I think about it, I was in the room with her when she got the test. I didn't know what it was either. I hadn't had a kid yet. No. And to me, it was just like, this was standard.
This is a part of the hospital.
Just getting your child, poor thing. Freaking your poor child.
I'm like, okay, this is what we have to do to leave. Sure. Pricker, let's go. Like, I'm ready to go home.
That's horrible.
Oh right, I know. It's so bad.
Get me out of this hospital.
I was supposed to be asking questions. I just said, okay.
So clearly, you see, we didn't know what we were doing, but
thank God it happened.
So the next day, I was still in the hospital. Nobody said anything about her test. We got her hearing done. Everything was fine. She didn't have jaundice. Like, everything was coming back. I'm like, all right, this girl's knocking off all the boxes. But nothing in my head am I thinking that there's a chance that she's not.
Rare disease, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So we come home, and I'm fine. She's fine. She's dressed up. I can literally picture her outfit.
Yes.
Aww. And then I got literally the scariest phone call probably ever. And the way that the phone call was presented, I'm laughing now because
it sounds insane.
They were literally like, stop what you're doing. And I'm like, laughing. Freeze, motherfuckers. No. It's funny now, but it was not funny then. Trust me. I was in tears and shambles. Nah. Like, my mom had to pick me up off the floor.
It was devastating.
But I just want you to hear what I heard. And you guys are going to be like, what the hell? They're like, stop what you're doing. You need to get your child to a hospital immediately. What? And I'm like, okay, why?
Why, right.
Bro, they said that Ryder had something where her insides were eating them. Like, what? She was eating her insides out. It was like,
stop it.
It was like a flesh eating inside disease.
I instantly thought of like there is a disease where it's like your skin eats itself. Right, eats itself. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, my niece is being eaten.
And they're like, have you fed her? When's the last time you fed her? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, feed her right now. Feed her. I'm like, okay, well, am I supposed to be getting ready to go to the hospital?
Or feeding her.
Yeah, they made it seem like she had like this disease that was eating, like she was gonna combust in like 5 seconds. Like it was just like, I'm like, what the fuck? Am I supposed to stop and feed her? Am I supposed to stop and go? Like, what are we doing? And I'm screaming at my mom, she's eating herself. And like, I'm screaming at Kyle, pack the car. Like, it was literally probably out of a movie scene, the most like frantic, dysfunctional scene ever.
But y'all know we
First of all, they shouldn't be calling a first time mom like that. They should be calm.
They shouldn't be calling anyone like that.
Okay.
No, it did not. That was not the phone call we got. But
no.
And it was to the point where I couldn't even function to be able to relay the phone call to my mom and sister who were there for them to understand.
It was just, we just had to go.
I was just screaming, let's go. Like, I just needed to know, like, I just needed to get out of the house to go to the hospital. So my mom calls back and she's trying to get them to talk to her, but they won't talk to her because she's not the parent.
Stop it.
And I can't get myself together enough to give them permission to tell her. Like, I'm in such a state of like shock and panic because all I'm thinking is my child is dying. Like, the way they made it seem was like she was dying. So dramatic. So we get to the hospital and it just seemed to like get worse and worse because I'm sitting here with this 2-day old baby and now they need to run all these blood tests on her. And it took 3 people to hold her down.
Yeah.
To do the test. And it got to the point where I couldn't even be in the room. So Kyle had to stay in the room with her and I was laid out on the hospital floor in the hallway. And my mom was laid out with me. Like, we were,
yeah, Cheyenne and my mom just like they went into panic and then like they just basically fainted but didn't faint, they were just out for the count.
So you,
man, I took had to control. Be like a stone face, like, let's get it together.
Yeah, Kyle had to keep it together because I was done.
Yeah,
I was completely done.
And my mom feels whatever we feel. Yeah. So my mom was also done.
I can literally picture it. I was in the fetal position on the floor at the hospital, and my mom was wrapped behind me, holding me. And
I helped, like, I helped with all of Ryder's shots the first couple of months. Like,
you said 3 people had to hold Ryder down?
Yeah, so we had to, because they had to do, like, so you do the newborn screening. When something comes back positive, they actually have to do more testing to confirm everything. So they had to do more blood work.
So poor baby was basically Ryder was
strong. Ryder was strong from the beginning.
Very strong.
So it took 3 people to hold her down and what was she, 7 pounds?
Yeah,
it was nuts. It was literally crazy. And that was the start of
your journey,
my journey. Mm-hmm. It's on that the hospital floor, and it's now I can talk about it and not cry. I can talk about it and find the humor.
I was gonna say the fact that we both kind of chuckled in the beginning is it's
taken years to get to this point.
I'm so happy
because we would just cry the whole time. People would be like, so what? What is wrong? Like, we can't even get the story out. Where now it's like, you know, we're able to bring awareness to people. Right, yes. Right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So moving forward, we got all her testing back and they found out that she did not have some flesh-eating stomach disease thing.
I hate doctors. That's horrible.
Girl. And that she had a metabolic condition to where she basically, the definition is that she cannot process certain fatty foods. Mm-hmm. She processes them differently. And the way that you run your body as far as your organs is ran off of energy. You get energy through processed fats or processed different kind of foods. Mm-hmm. So the way the writer's body works is that she kind of works in overdrive. So when you're sick, your body is doing everything to fight the bad things to get better. So your organs are on overtime. Where Ryder, she doesn't process foods fast enough to have that like recovery time. So she can't fast. And as a newborn, up until when she was about
eight months.
Remember that.
She was on a eating schedule of every 2 hours, and then she took medicine in the morning and in the night. And we were at the hospital monthly with her, making sure her blood work was correct. But the hard thing, when people hear, like, oh, every 2 hours, they're thinking, like, well, it's all newborns. No. No. I'm just going to say no, okay? No. We had a very strict timer set. So the rider did not go over her 2 hour mark. She always was fed every 2 hours, and that's around the clock. Yeah. So, and that was for 9 months,
breastfeeding.
Yeah, I was
every 2 hours.
I was Diane breastfeeding was
a zombie,
and she had a special formula that she would drink. But during the times when she was drinking the formula, I would pump.
Yeah.
So
I also had to take, what was it, carnitine?
Yeah, she had carnitine that she would take. I was literally a zombie, like to the point where my family had like a calendar so that someone was always with me because I was so exhausted mentally and physically and emotionally that it was unsafe, really. When I look back at it, if I was by myself, it would have been unsafe. Because I was so exhausted. I didn't sleep.
Probably no, Cheyenne was severely sleep deprived. And then, like, just being as a single mother, a single parent at the time, everything was on her.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when that happens, it's like, okay, it's not just, oh, let me add my baby to my insurance, but it's like you're adding your child to your insurance, and now it's like she's qualified or diagnosed with this rare condition. So her insurance is way higher anyone else's right now. You know?
Super
high. So it's like you're transitioning into all this stuff. Your monthly bills, financially, all your stuff skyrockets. The formula that Ryder was required to drink, it's not something you can get over the counter. It's something that's
so
special order.
Where did you have to go get the formula?
Girl, I would be driving and like, I would be
delivered.
Emailing these people to deliver it. And then they would miss deliveries. Yes. And I'm like, you don't understand. We can't miss. So then I'm going to random warehouses to pick it up all around town. Like it was the hardest time of my life. Like the hands down the hardest. And people, Zach was around and he always says, he was like kind of in and out at that point, but he remembers this one night and he said that he kept trying to wake me up and that he was like, it was like waking up a dead body. Like you just couldn't get up. And he said, all you did was just roll over and just stick your tit out. He said, I don't even think you opened your eyes, but it was like, where's her mouth? Just put her on.
Autopilot.
It was like autopilot. But I was in like this really weird state of like survivor mode, but at the same time, like postpartum.
I was just going to say.
And I don't think I had time to ever say, oh, I have postpartum depression or I'm having a really hard time. Like it was never about me. It was always about just keeping Ryder alive and making sure that she was healthy. And a big part of what her condition is that normally when your baby starts to sleep throughout the night, you as a new parent are so freaking excited because your baby's sleeping.
Right.
Well, with Ryder, we're waking her up every 2 hours, which is now still a problem. that's followed with her, because that's what we did for month on months. And you're never sleep. Like, I was never sleep. I genuinely was always in like that first state of sleep. So my body never got like a recovery.
A real rest.
Yeah. And that was really, really hard.
Because you said you had to do that for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long
while. It was for a while.
The other thing is, so due to the newborn, just to like show another benefit of newborn screening and having found out about this diagnosis, is the number of, or like the rate of infants passing away from SIDS has decreased because people have been able to get proper diagnosis.
Oh yeah, that was my whole point.
Instead of Ryder, you know, Ryder sleeping, oh great, my baby's sleeping, like yeah. I'm happy. Well, when she sleeps, if she
isn't fasting
fed, she'd be in a state of fasting.
Oh, and right.
She could have potentially passed away from SIDS or gone into like a metabolic shock or like coma.
I didn't realize that counts as a type of fasting because letting those 2 hours go by.
So technically with her sleeping throughout the night like that, that's a fasting period. And they said that like Kyle said, like she can go into what they call a metabolic shock. So that could be a seizure. That could be a coma. That can
be to SIDS.
Be SIDS, and she just doesn't wake up. Yeah. So I would literally be like a nervous person all night, checking her breathing, making sure that she's okay. And
Cheyenne used to check her breathing so much to the point now where with my boys, I wake up in the middle of the night, just check their breathing. Like,
yeah,
it was such a learned behavior because like we were all at that point
on survivor mode,
checking Ryder's breathing. I would just place my hand on her chest from time to time. And it's like,
I do it to Ace.
You do it to Ace?
I do it to Ace, and I had to almost untrain myself with Ace as a newborn to not wake him up.
Yeah.
I had to understand.
Cheyenne almost like, had, like, you're okay. Anxiety. Yeah,
I had really bad anxiety with it, and it got to the point where, like, there was one day he was sleeping. My mom was like, why are you waking him up? And I was like, I see it now. And Zach pointed it out. But it was almost like I wanted to make sure, even though we got him tested and we know that he doesn't have it, but I didn't know how else to do newborn life.
Yeah.
And, you know? And now that Ryder's 4, a lot of people are like, how has it affected her sleeping? And it has. She wakes up still throughout the night for water or a snack. And
interesting.
She's probably up between 3 or 4 times throughout the night. And really? We have her in her own room. So she'll wake up. She'll come get into my room, wake me up. Even though there's water next to her bed, she just doesn't grasp the concept that she can reach down and get it. She'll come to my room. I go back to her room and give her water. And that happens about 4 times throughout the night. Or on a good night, we're at like 3 or 2.
So when Cheyenne says she's tired, she's tired.
She's really tired.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, I still
have Ace.
And Zach.
And Zach.
And now Deuce.
Right. So it's a lot. It's a lot. But present day, Ryder has a normal diet. She does do genetic blood tests every 6 months just to make sure her levels are okay. She has to have heart echoes, so heart ultrasounds every 6 months also, because sometimes with VLCAD it can target your heart and you can get an enlarged heart. So if you ever hear about like those really random cases where like a kid is playing basketball and then their heart stops, or like they're swimming and their heart stops and stuff, so it has something to do with that. It's not the same thing, but it's that same idea. So we always give her heart echoes to make sure that her heart is the right size.
And that's every 6 months you have to go do that.
Mm-hmm. We do that every 6 months. When Ryder is sick, her body basically shuts down. And she becomes lethargic to the point where, like, if you pick her up and put her on her feet, she'll collapse. And that's happened twice. So she's been hospitalized twice. And for those times, she was in the hospital for 2 to 3 weeks.
I remember one of those times.
And
she has to snack a lot during the day.
Yeah, she's a snacker. Her school understands that. She snacks. Her school also understands that when Ryder does not know that she has a rare condition, but she understands that she has a special body and she is very in tune with her body.
Yes.
So when Ryder says she's tired, she's actually tired.
Yeah.
And she knows that if she doesn't feel good, another like symptom could be like her muscles ache. And she knows how to explain that in her own way. Like, her knees hurt or her elbows hurt and stuff. And that's how I can kind of know that, like, not like she's having a flare up, but that it's
something
coming.
Something is coming on.
Right.
Yeah.
There's some kind of onset.
Yeah.
Just
so,
to be mindful. Which
does
is-
that happen often with Rye? Because I feel like I'm around her a lot, but I guess I do see you check on, I don't know.
So before she started school, she didn't really get, like, sick ever. Mm-hmm. She'd gotten sick twice, and those are the two times that she was in the hospital. Now that she's in school, she's coming home with all these little things, these coughs, these little one-day fevers and all this stuff. And I think it's just because she's around all these new people and she's building her immune system, which I talked to her doctor, and that's just something she's going to have to go through. But none of them have caused, like,
a hospitalization.
Or making her feel weak or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. But
she'll still have all the
when
energy.
When she gets sick,
that's
though,
what I'm saying. Like, I'm around Ryder very often. And, I mean, I know what she has, you know, the condition, but...
And her condition's all based off of energy. And when I tell you this girl has the most energy in the world, it's
so
crazy.
So much energy.
And but, it's like every case is different. Because we hear some, you know, through Cheyenne starting Rage Regardless Rye, people reach out and we've really, Cheyenne, I would say, has done a great job of building a community there. But there's some people who have children like Ryder where, you know, they do have symptoms. They clearly have VLCAD.
Yeah.
And they'll have all the energy. And then there's some families who lose their children very early.
Or there's some who could be...
They're in the hospital,
like,
a lot. It varies.
We got the diagnosis as a baby. We dealt with it as a baby. Mm-hmm. And nothing ever came of it. And then they'll be like, our child passed at 12. Or our child passed at 8. And it just happened. Like, they just got really sick and it just happened. And we don't know. Like, there's no answer to it. So... I feel like there's not enough research on it because a lot of us don't have a lot of answers to our questions.
And then probably not enough screening that we should do as parents while we're going to get checkups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like checkups are just so
basic.
Mm-hmm. They're not checking other things that could happen with getting older.
Yeah. And I think that was one of the reasons a lot of people ask, like, well, why'd you start the nonprofit? And I think that, so half of me really needed a place to channel all that energy. Mm-hmm. And the other half of me was really frustrated that I couldn't find that much out there. And I'm like, now you're sitting here telling me that this is something that my child could potentially get really sick over and all these negative and all these bad things happen. But then you also can't answer some of my very basic questions to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, who do I talk to? Or who else is dealing with this? Or what does this even mean? Like, what do these words mean?
Right.
Like, there was so many questions I had and I feel like there weren't enough answers. And I'm like, okay, even if there's one other family going through this or two other families,
we can help each other.
Like, I just want someone else to talk to that understands these words or doesn't understand these words, and we can sit there and agree we don't know what the fuck these words mean. Like, I just needed somebody.
And it's different talking to someone who's in the same position as you versus someone in your family.
Like, right,
Cheyenne could talk to me all day, but I wasn't in her shoes as a parent. I didn't know what the weight of those decisions that you have to make for your child are versus like another family
that's gone through
that
decision.
Is dealing with it.
So
playing those emotions as well.
I really wanted to fold and I wanted to just be helpless and weak and like, what was me, and really like a victim to it. I really did. Like, when I think about it, I was really okay with taking that position on it, but I couldn't.
Which sounds crazy now because outwardly you...
I was on like fighter mode.
You pushed through.
You
pushed through.
Survival mode.
Yeah.
I was a really big advocate for Ryder. And when I say,
as you should,
I was
her mama
screaming in the hospitals. You couldn't tell me no. But I took that side of it where I've seen other parents who are dealing with this who aren't as vocal as I am, and their kids suffer from it. So I'm a huge advocate for for the self, for
being a for advocate for your child is important, especially in a hospital.
You have to be.
You have to be pushy.
You,
really
have, you have to ask questions. You have to be assertive. Yeah. You can't be soft-spoken and say okay, and it's good and agree with everything.
Talk to other people because you'll hear about their experiences. You'll hear about the tests that they did, or their solution. So when people are talking about, oh, there's nothing we could do. Well, actually, can y'all do an X, Y, Z? Or actually, and it's another blessing is that we are based in Los Angeles, so we do have like good health, good hospitals out here. Whereas there's some families who come across and it's like they have to drive like an hour or go into a different state. I met one family that
was driving 4 hours to get to the hospital.
What hospital was does Ryder go to when she gets all this stuff?
So Ryder's treated at UCLA, the Ronald Reagan Center. They have a really good genetic program there. I love her doctor, Dr. Wong. He's dealt with us since Ryder was born. He was the first doctor I met with. And
good to know.
He probably thinks I'm half crazy, but at the same time, he's like, I know when you're coming, and I respect it. Another reason why I was really pushing for the nonprofit was because, as you guys know, I come from a large family. I have a lot of support, and I just kept thinking about the single moms that did not have the same support as me, or the single dads, or the if you guys have your, you know, two parent home, like you still needed that. I needed so much help during that time, and I'm thinking, okay, what if I could help somebody get a night nurse, or what if I can help somebody pay for some formula or this insurance, or what if I can just talk to somebody and that makes them feel better? Because for me,
that support.
When I was talking to other people, it was like, okay, this helps. Now, when I feel like one of the questions I always get is why Rage Regardless Rye is the name. And when I was pregnant with Ryder, I was having some health complications.
Man, these people were always testing us with Ryder.
Bro, let me tell you.
They were testing us. We've been advocates for Ryder since
day one. So when
I was yelling at doctors.
Yeah. What went on, Shy? What were the things?
When I was pregnant with Rye, they were trying to say that she had a brain tumor and that I should terminate.
Yes.
What the fuck?
And this wasn't like early in the pregnancy.
No,
this
was like, I was like past my 20 weeks.
Like, this is like, no, that is a baby in there.
Emotions? Yeah. I feel like these doctors were really testing you.
I was tested in so many different ways. And this is something that we did not share. I don't think I've ever really shared this.
And they had no filters.
So I was past 20 weeks and I was getting ultrasound done and they said, oh, there's a speck right there. And I'm like, okay, is it dust? What the fuck is it? And they're like, she has a brain tumor.
Her third ventricle is 1 millimeter larger than what it should be. Brain tumor.
I'm like, so what does that mean? And they're like, terminate. And I'm like, no.
Not terminate.
So I was going weekly for ultrasounds. If you ever, next time you're at the house, I have a book of ultrasounds. You know how normally you get like a few? No. I have so many.
Cheyenne has so many ultrasounds. So this from last Ryder. Pregnancy, so many. I know it was COVID, but I was like, damn, where are my ultrasounds?
And I have so many because I was getting them done weekly. And
it was like a special fetal medicine place, not the regular OB.
They sent me to like a special place. Yes. It was this whole ordeal. And I remember the first like 3 weeks maybe I was dealing with it. And my mom was coming with me. And she was like, we're not going to tell anybody. We're going to keep this between us. And we did. My dad didn't know. Kyle.
I was definitely at those appointments.
Yo, you came to the last three. The first three, we didn't tell anyone.
I was about to say, I was
No, we there. Kept it between mom and I until it got to the point where we felt like we had to tell. Sorry, Kyle. we kept it between us. And I talk about it now with her, like, why? And that's a whole other thing. But we kept it between us. And when it got to the point where they were talking about terminating, that's when we made it a family conversation. Mm-hmm. And my dad and my sister were brought into the conversation. Kyle was brought to an appointment, and that's when they
said it so nonchalantly, like Cheyenne didn't have feelings, like Cheyenne wasn't attached to this baby growing in her.
Right.
It
was like, I wasn't huge already.
It was one of those things where it was like, lady, do you have children?
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty bad.
Do you have people you care about? Like, have some... You got to say it with some compassion. Yeah. Like, don't talk to her like this.
Like, it's a normal thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're going to terminate your... What?
I was past 20 weeks. Yeah. I was like, I could feel the baby. I was definitely pregnant. Like, I was walking around looking pregnant. Like, it was definitely...
It was one of those moments where, like, is this legal?
Yeah. It was pretty bad. So, I remember on the last appointment, I told my mom when we were in the elevator going up, I said, this is it. I'm not coming back here. Yeah. I don't care if she has a tumor or not. I'm keeping the baby, and...
We used to just joke around and say we were going to put her in the cutest bows ever.
We say she's just going to have the cute little bows on. She's going to be fine. We're going to dress her up real cute. But I told them, I'm like, this is going to be the last appointment here. I'm not going to keep doing this, because if she does not have one, I'm going to give her one by the end of this and give myself one because I'm going the crazy. The stress.
And you don't need to be stressed during your pregnancy.
We did this not for weeks. So finally at that last appointment, when I already made up my mind, I didn't care if she had one or not. I mean, of course I cared, but I was gonna have the baby regardless. And we walk in and they say everything is fine.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not, because I'm about to...
When I tell you, I was so...
I'm about to beat you up.
So pissed off, but also so extremely happy. And but at the same time, like, I want to say, bitch, you were just telling me to terminate last week. What the fuck is going on? Like,
y'all, we prayed so much. We prayed so much as a family. Like,
my dad says that we prayed it away.
Literally. Amen. Prayed it away. I was just about away. To say,
prayer is so we strong with the praying family.
We really believe in the power of prayer.
He says that we prayed that away, and he says that... we've prayed away her VLCAD, because when we look at other people's stories and other people's health journeys, it's not always like writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful and thankful and blessed and very understanding of that. But back to my story, was during that time, my friends, one of my best friends sent me this message, like, I need you to get so mad, like, you have all this rage in you at everything, the situation, the pregnancy, mm-hmm. the not having the dad, the health scares, all these things. And she's like, and channel that into love. Like, regardless of everything that you're being told, regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, we're gonna do it. It's Ryder.
I love that.
And that's how it became Rage Regardless Ride. That regardless of how mad I was during my pregnancy, how upset, how I just felt like I felt like I was tested left and right. And I just felt like I kept getting tested. I was so angry, but I'm like, regardless of any of that, I had Ryder.
Yeah.
And that's how we came up with Rage Regardless Rye. And it always...
I love that.
And because we still raged on with happiness. We raged with it. Like, yeah. We were like...
And the crazy thing is, we were saying Rage Regardless Rye before...
Ryder was born.
Like, it was just who...
It's always been a part of
it. It's always been a part. So that's how we came up with naming the nonprofit that. And in all transparency, when the first day that we had launched, and I opened up the forum of, like, tell me your stories, I didn't think anybody was going to respond just because of how rare the doctors made it seem.
Right.
I was so overwhelmed with the response and so many stories that I had to stop reading them because they weren't all like Ryder.
Yeah. It got to the point where my mom and I, we would have like these secret meetings and be like, we need to screen Cheyenne's social media. We need to screen Cheyenne's emails, because she was seeing the highs and she was seeing the lows of all these stories and everything in between. And we just didn't want her to internalize it.
And I was, because I would
she
take
was
them all
totally in. Internalizing yeah. it. It was like, she
when I would read them, when the family so was having a high, I was having a high. And when they were having a low,
I had that low with them.
I didn't know how to function. Hard. It was really
she
hard.
Wasn't able to like separate herself from the identity or the identities that fall within VLCAD. And it wasn't just VLCAD. It was like the metabolic
the whole metabolic world
community all started reaching out to Cheyenne, and it wasn't just families, it was doctors, it was nurses.
I had a lot of nurses who would reach out and say, when I started talking about it on the show, they would say, oh my God, I watched this episode. I just had a baby last night in the baby ward, and they got diagnosed with VLCAD. The family was freaking out. They didn't know anything about it, but I was able to say, I know something about it, and this is who. And I've given them like your information and
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
And, like, that happens a lot, and I think that's those times I'm always like, this is worth it. Like, it's
this
always
is why you did it.
This is why I did it, to build this community.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
What was hard, another hurdle for us, was Rare Disease Day, and I wanted to do something to celebrate Rare Disease Day, and I opened up a giveaway. We're talking about giveaways, and I wanted to buy a wish list.
When is Rare Disease Day, Shai?
It's in February. February 28th. And I wanted to open up this form of, like, you know, let's do a wish list for a family, but not just for the child or the adult who has the rare disease, but for the whole family.
Because the whole house is affected. Yeah. The other children, it could be aunts, uncles, like,
yeah. And I wasn't mentally prepared for that either. We put that out there that we were doing it. And again, I thought maybe I'd get a few responses. Thousands came, and pictures and stories, and we sat here and we divvied them up, and my family and I, we sat there and we read all of them
and sobbed in
and
the kitchen.
Sobbed and drank wine.
It was, and it was like, this is like over a period of like 3 or 4 yeah. days.
But
it was
we read every single one and cried and drank wine and just cried. Like we felt everything.
We had to take breaks.
We had to take mental breaks. It was so hard.
That's a lot mentally. I can only imagine. Oh.
And then I cried because I couldn't help everybody.
Yeah. Right.
I cried even harder.
You want to help everybody.
I was like, okay, well, can I just do this and this? And then it got to the point where I was spreading myself so thin that I started to, you know, we're a nonprofit. We work off of donations. We work off of sales, like merch sales. But all the merch for the nonprofit I buy with my money and then I sell it. And then whatever we make from that is what I use to help families. And during this time, I was buying wish lists off of my own money. And in the beginning of the nonprofit was like pre-teen mom. I had just done the challenge, but I didn't have any money. Like, I'm broke trying to buy people's wish lists, everybody's wish lists. And I, at one point, I'm like, okay, I'm getting too attached. And I'm spreading myself so thin, and I had to realize that I can't help everyone.
Yeah.
But it was a really hard realization for myself, and I was really, really down on myself about it.
Yeah.
And I've had to almost learn how to have to, I had to learn that I'm not going to be able to cure it.
I think at the same time, I think you even just having it out there and reading their stories, I think probably at the time you didn't realize it, but reading their stories is helping them. Actually just, you know, mentally saying a prayer and then knowing that is a huge help.
Y'all, there's so much going on out there. Like, there is literally, you hear about certain communities, rare communities, but until you're really immersed in it,
you truly have no idea
how blessed you are, how fortunate you are to have your health, your sight, your child, your vision, your hearing, ability to eat, like
I forever
swallow.
It's crazy.
I would read
the stories and would be like, this can't be real.
It
cannot be real. So we held one of our first rare disease day events in DC, and this always stands out to me. There was this little girl, and her name was Corey, and she had a condition where she has brittle bones. So a certain way you pick her up, a certain push, a certain tap can break a bone. And her mom is sitting here telling me, and the little girl was adorable. And she was holding her, and at first in all transparency, I thought she was like a baby. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, she was 2.
And then she started talking to me.
And I was looking like, oh my God, she's talking to me. And and then the mom was like, do you want to hold her? And I'm thinking in my head,
I don't want to break a bone.
Yeah.
And her friend was there, and her friend's looking at me like crying. And she's like, she never lets anybody hold her. And I'm thinking, all right, bitch, you about to hold this baby. You about to look at, you about to hold her good. Like, do not fuck up right now.
Cheyenne, help Corey.
Oh, my God. I held her, and I literally can still picture. We have a picture together. And I feel like that's something that will always stand out in my life.
Yeah. I still follow her on Instagram.
Just because it was like, as a mother, to release that anxiety and to let me, I'm a stranger.
Right. To let another mother hold her child.
And it was like,
that's big.
She was really proud of herself, and I was proud of myself, but I was just, I felt so good knowing that, like, I'm doing something that's so out of my element.
Yes.
And she's doing something that's so out of her element. And it's something that's going to stay with me forever.
Yes.
And I think that looking at like times like that, the nonprofit is worth it. Building that community, it's worth it. We do 2 giveaways a year, one for a rare disease day. So it's open to everybody who has a rare disease. And then another one we do around the holiday times that is for people who have metabolic conditions. We have one coming up where we fulfill your family's wish list. And when I tell you, I've gotten dining room tables to backpacks to school supplies to drawers for the daddies, like
hiking boots.
I've done tents. I always have so much fun when it comes down to the wish list part, because explaining to the family, no, it's not just for, you know, the person who has
it's for your family.
It's for your family. They're like, oh, hell yeah. So
buying for the siblings.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's like when you have a sibling that may have a condition, you kind of,
your energy goes, you
know,
there.
The energy's there. So it's easy for those other kids to feel like they just, you know, fall to the back burner. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like, no, this is, you're here to.
I love that you do that. I didn't realize it was for the whole family with the giveaway. That's awesome.
So the giveaway is coming up, and we will announce when it's time to start sending in your emails. You can always nominate your own family or nominate somebody that you know who has a metabolic condition. The way that people can help is always going to RageRegardlessRye.org and donating. No donation is too small or too big. To be completely honest, with COVID, I know everybody has had a funky last 2 years, and our donations used to be very consistent and very good, and we were able to do multiple wish lists, and right now they're not. But I'm,
y'all, $5
I'm still going to hold you know, my end of it, and the wish list will happen regardless of if it's coming from my coming from my family or coming from donations that we get. There's merch that you can buy on the website to support, and all the money that goes from that goes right back into families that are in need.
If anyone else wants to support a family when we do these wish lists.
If you guys want to support somebody's family's wish list, please let me know. Because like I said, it's so hard to be like, okay, this is the one. Yeah. Like, I always say, okay, we're going to do like five, and then it turns into
you
like
guys post the
me doing so many.
We'll post afterwards.
A lot of the families understand, and this is conversations that, and it's the thing, like once you are like a recipient for one giveaway, I stay in contact. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly talking to the mothers or fathers. I'm checking on the kids. I send, you know, it's like a, it's a family thing. I send stuff yearly to those families so that it's not just like a one-off. It's definitely like a relationship that I want to keep.
You're building something.
Yeah.
With them.
But this year is going to be tougher to choose more families because it's been a tough year.
It's been a lot
for
people.
Yeah, but you know, the nonprofit is something that it was definitely something that was built out of pain, but has turned into so much love and so much gratitude and so much grace and so much blessings have been put into it. And I'm forever thankful for that. I go through waves where I can put a lot of energy into it, and this is me being completely honest. And then there's waves where sometimes I don't have it in me to read our emails or to go through the Instagram page, because there's sometimes where I'm still dealing with it in my life, and then I take on other people's, and it's hard. So I'm constantly still working on how to have a nonprofit and how to separate the two from my own child. But it is a battle that I'm so up for and so willing to do. And I'm so thankful to even have the opportunity to do it. But I really, really want you guys to go and check out RageRegardlessRye.org. Give me some donations, some some thumbs up, some you got it, sis. Something. I need something.
You can share it with
Instagram
a friend.
Yeah.
Or and like Kyle said, if there's anybody who wants to support a family's wish list this year, you guys don't understand how big of a difference you're making.
Or even like a friend group supporting a family wish list.
That's awesome. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
The last campaign we did was with UCLA actually, and we did a parking campaign, and I ask people to help me pay for family's parking, which people were like, why? And I'm like, parking is between $13 and $28. And
for one visit.
For one visit. And there's some families who have to visit the hospital four times a week. So when you do that math, that's a lot of money. Mind you, they're taking off work during the day to take their kid to go to the doctor. Like, it's so much money.
And probably getting to UCLA is a pain in the butt.
Exactly.
The traffic from where you're coming from.
So much money is going into one visit.
Sure, people don't live in Brentwood.
Yeah. Right. Not my ass don't.
Mine.
So, yeah. It was like when I was there and I'm parking, I'm like, God damn, that's expensive. And but I'm thinking like, okay.
Yeah, but that's awesome to pay for people's parking because that helps.
Parking, it costs more than some people's hourly pay.
Girl. So like, that campaign did really well. And I was very proud that we were able to raise money for it, especially during COVID, because I just know everything was so wonky these last 2 years. But I'm really, really feeling the pressure right now to get our donations up for these giveaways for the holidays. So help your girl out.
We will put a post on the TL crew page, Instagram page, so that you guys can find Rage Regardless. Mm-hmm. The Instagram is Rage Regardless _. So we will make sure that we have everything posted so that you can find it and make it easy to
and
donate.
And can they follow it? Is it on your Instagram, Cheyenne?
Everything is always linked on my page too.
So you can always find it
and
on that
mine.
Way.
Mine. No,
yeah, you can find it's not on mine. Everything. You can find. Sorry, Cheyenne. You can find the nonprofit on my page. You can find Riders Nails by Rider K. Think Loud Crew is on my page. And then, of course, our family.
Her babies.
YouTube channel and the kids' pages and Zach's page. Everything's connected.
She's busy,
to my
y'all.
Page.
She got a lot of things to tag.
Yeah, but I do appreciate you guys listening to my spiel.
Oh, I loved
Thank
hearing
you for
it.
Sharing with
Thank
us.
You for sharing.
I can see your growth in the way that you talk about it now. It's
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's no, growth.
It's so
not like weird, but it is. It's different to hear. Like even you kind of.
With confidence.
Yes.
The beginning story.
It's taken about 4 years.
Whew. Yeah, Ryder will be 5 in April. So it is
it's a big
it's a beautiful thing. And this also just speaks to why some people complain. They're like, why does Cheyenne go so hard for Ryder?
Yeah.
Why does Cheyenne always do this over the top stuff for Ryder? One, that's her child. Two, this is Cheyenne. And three, they told her that her kid was having a flesh-eating disease and this stuff.
So y'all best
and
believe.
And a tumor. What
so,
the hell?
And a brain tumor. So
every birthday, I'm going to do what the fuck I want.
Cheyenne's you go like, big.
Cool, you want a carnival? Okay, we'll have a
You're
carnival.
You're getting a carnival. Like,
you want puppies at your carnival?
No, seriously.
You want puppies? We got puppies. So this is also another reason why Cheyenne works as hard as she does and goes so hard for not only herself but her kids and her family because
life is
just
short.
The idea
life
yeah I was gonna say the idea
short.
Of not
idea
having
of
your
that.
Child just
yeah and really quick I had that not an argument with dad but he brought it up one time he's like do we have to have this huge party for Rye?
I think it was her half birthday.
And I said, yeah, we do.
During the pandemic.
And he was like, well, why? And I said, because God forbid something happened.
And I didn't do it.
Right.
And he said, okay, I'll be there. Yeah. And I was
that
like,
part.
All right, that's all you need all to hear. But that's really it. I mean,
he used to try and get me to talk her out of it. And I'd be like, Dad, I don't think you get it.
Mm-mm.
Like, there's no talking her out of it. Like, what
Cheyenne's
God has put in
go
place
big.
Has been put in place. Like, it has nothing to do with any of us. Like,
I mean, my biggest thing is birthdays are a celebration of life. And it's you reaching
that next
step or chapter in your life. And with Ryder, birthdays to me hit a little differently for her because it's a huge thing.
Especially reading other people's stories and seeing what could happen
she
to
got,
your child.
She's made that next chapter.
Yeah.
And does she get away with a lot because of it? Yeah, for sure. Is she spoiled? She would be spoiled regardless. Yeah. But does she get away
we
with
it? We don't call it spoiled. We call it, as my
she
mom
gets
says,
away with a
love.
Lot more because she knows she can. But I would say I'm getting better at it. But at the same time, she's 4.
Yeah.
And Ryder has been through more than some adults.
A lot of us, yeah.
so.
And she's been a trooper about it.
You want the LOL doll? You can get the goddamn LOL doll. You want a circus? I'm going to give you a circus.
Yeah. Also, not to jump around or jump back, but if you have a brand or anything and you want to donate something, please don't be afraid to.
Like donate to the
families.
Yeah. Oh, to the families.
Yeah, not just like buying these lists. I was just thinking if you donate, have like a yeah. And that way it's like we as we receive things for the families, we can like post and be like, oh.
I like that. Donating whatever your business
like
may
a small
be.
Business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's always
because we're
good.
All about small businesses.
Yes. And that way we can post it on the Rage Regardless page. We can post it on TLC page. Yeah. Like, we can do some cross-promoting.
I agree. Yeah. All right, guys. I'm so happy we got to talk about the nonprofit.
Thanks, Shy, for talking to us.
Thanks for sharing about it.
No problem. I'm literally calling my Uber as we're speaking because...
Oh, her fiancé.
My fiancé is in need.
In need of you?
Girl.
Girl.
Yeah, this man has called her like 10 times through this call, through this podcast.
He's like, it's 5:00, it's dinner time. I'm like, Zach, I ordered groceries. He's like, but who's going to cook them?
Stop it. See?
Yeah.
You have the only one, Kyle.
Yeah, but she didn't just give birth.
Like, this is true.
And he put a ring on her finger.
This is true.
I'd be like,
this is true.
Where my food at, girl?
I'm like, I'm coming.
Are we going to do WTFs or are we skipping that
yes.
again?
Yes.
Oh. I just wanted to share real fast.
Okay, share.
I just want to tell Cheyenne, thank you for being Cupid.
Cheyenne played Cupid this past weekend.
But we don't know, y'all. I'll tell y'all later. Yeah, we're not going in detail, but...
Cheyenne went to play Cupid this past weekend.
Fuck my phone. Oh, shiza.
What happened?
Her phone died.
Uh-oh. Oh. That's not good. Your man's going to blow you up.
He's going to be like, where'd you go?
You turned your phone off!
Did you block
me? Okay, no. I did play Cupid for Shannon, but I feel like we can't talk about it just yet.
No, we can't.
We got to wait till Tuesday.
So maybe I should. Never mind.
No. Keep it. Okay. That's how we're going to say.
So I need y'all to pray that Cupid comes through and says, ga-doing.
No, it came through already. We need to just pray on
that it goes ga-doing.
No, it went ga-doing.
Not you getting mad.
It went ga-doing. Ga-doing. Okay, it went ga-doing. That's it.
Cheyenne's the best.
You got a WFT, whatever it's called, WTF. NFT.
Trying to get an NFT.
Right. Kyle, do you have something you want to share or not? Because I got to go, even though I don't got an Uber yet, but I got to go. All right. Sounds about no to me.
Do you have anything, Cheyenne?
Not really.
Take risk.
Oh.
Her face was okay. So serious too.
No, that was mine. That
take
was,
risk, that's you mine. Guys.
Take risk. Yeah,
right. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Trust your instinct.
Okay.
Will do.
Got it.
Because sometimes you gotta trust your instinct and take risks so you can get that ga-doing from Cupid.
My advice this week is to pay it forward.
I love that. That was good, Cheyenne. You just beat us all.
Whatever.
And I'm going to say pay it forward in whatever way that means to you. Yeah. But to keep that in the back of your head, and I swear you'll be a better person for it.
I like that. It's so true.
Lead with kindness.
Yeah. Don't be trying to hop on mine, girl.
I ain't hopping on nothing.
She said, lead with kindness. You had your own advice. Talk about take risks.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the Think Loud Crew podcast, mm-hmm. where we get to rant and talk our shit. And I'm just so appreciative to have you
and
guys.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for y'all again.
Yeah. Too.
Y'all bring a lot of light and laughter and love to my
me
life.
Me too. I'm thankful for you guys. Thanks for coming with me today, Shannon. Shannon came with me to find a wedding dress, day. Y'all.
It was so special.
Y'all yeah. were some bullshit.
Kyle couldn't come in.
We FaceTimed her every 2 seconds. Yeah. So.
And then they had the nerve to sit me on a counter. I'd be like... They sent me on a counter and Cheyenne walked to the other room and I was like,
can you take me with you?
Can somebody come get me, please?
She really did. She said, thank you, Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon got me.
Picking me up.
Yeah. Like, it was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun.
Thank you
Cheyenne
for picking me up.
Gonna be the most beautiful bride.
I'm so excited. All right, guys. Don't forget to to follow us at the Think Loud Crew on Instagram and to check us out on any of your favorite podcast platforms. You can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And I hope you guys have a good week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.